Hare Krishna. Oftentimes people say that is being good and doing good, being kind to others, is that not sufficient? Do we really need to bring God into picture? So people have such kind of questions actually. So many times people think that by bringing God into picture, there's some sectarian concept into picture. The concept of God, the concept of religion, it actually brings division, it actually brings hatred. On the other hand, just being kind to others, being a nice humanitarian, or just serving others in need, that's kind of sufficient. So the people have such kind of conceptions. Now, if you think about it, this concept is nothing much different compared to honesty among thieves. Imagine a bunch of thieves, they loot a bank, government property. They loot a bank and then go to run towards to a forest. And in the forest, the leader of the leader of that dacoits, he says, "My dear friends, let us all be honest. Whoever has stolen all the money, let us all put in one place and we will all divide equal amongst ourselves. Let us be kind and compassionate to each other. Let us not cheat amongst ourselves. Let us all be very honest amongst ourselves." You know. So now, that honesty among thieves, is it really appreciated? It's not. Because why it's not? In the first place, the money they have stolen actually doesn't belong to them. It is the property of the state or the property of the public. In the same way, people say that, you know, just be good with others, just be serve others in kind. People talk about that. But first thing you should understand that whatever resources that we are using, whatever this thing we have, including our own bodies, our own talents, our own capacity, for that matter, doesn't actually belong to us. If you read Shastra, Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, elaborately discusses that everything animate and inanimate belongs to the Supreme Lord actually. Our own bodies, which is made of Pancha Mahabhuta, belongs to the Lord. Even the soul belongs to the Lord, right? Not only even the ability in man, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, the Paurushanam, even the ability in man also actually belongs to Buddhir Buddhi Matanam, belongs to the Supreme Lord. So when everything actually belongs to the Lord, who are we to not even acknowledge to whom actually it belongs to, and instead of giving it to him or serving it back to him, we use it for our own enjoyment. Is that not come under crime? Another example we can think about that, imagine a team of carpenters, a group of carpenters, you know, say by a big landlord hired a carpenters and has given him all the resources, raw material, right? The wood, the electricity, the whatever that, you know, cutting machines and everything. And he asked them to make some nice furniture. The carpenters make a nice furniture, they work some couple of days, worked hard. And after making the furniture, the carpenters think, "Listen, we have made it, you know, we have done it. So this whole, I mean to say, furniture actually belong to us." So that is ridiculous actually. Because it belongs to the master, the who has provided the raw material actually. And you may be given some token amount for your work. Similarly, all the resources and whatever in this nature actually belongs to the Lord, right? And when we use it for our own enjoyment without acknowledging to the Lord, what happens? We actually indulge in kind of a crime. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, you know, that the food that you take, if you don't offer it to me, right, and then take it as a prasadam, even the food we eat actually becomes a sin, verily, you know, right? So, why? Because we may say we have tilled the land, but actually the rain, the ability of the soil to grow, and ability of the seed to produce a plant, everything, we have not done it actually. It's all the act of nature, all act of the Lord. We have only done our smaller part, and we should understand that we only deserve that much. And whatever Lord has given us, that we should lovingly offer it back to Him and take it as a prasad in return. That actually becomes free from sin. That is what scripture says. So, without acknowledging the Lord, using the resources of the Lord, actually we are no different than thieves, even if you say we are honest actually. It's like honesty among thieves. So the resources that are provided by nature are actually an opportunity for the jiva to express his loving service unto the Lord. And when the jiva does that, when the jiva, whatever he receives, that he accepts gratefully, and he offers to the service to the Lord in return, then the mother nature will give us even more abundance, right? And so that we can use it in a right way. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.